Namaste.
Namaste.
Vaishnavo.
Vaishnavo.
To the Vishnu Pant.
Vishnu.
To the Vaikuntha Planet.
To the Vaikuntha Planet.
Translation by Divine Relations of God. To whom was seated in the transcendental airplane, which was just about to start, and he remembered his poor mother, Sriti. He thought to himself, how shall I go alone to the Vaikuntha Planet and leave behind my own self? To whom was seated in the transcendental cafe, which was just about to start, when he remembered his poor mother, Sriti, he thought to himself, how shall I go alone to the Vaikuntha Planet and leave behind my poor mother? To whom had a feeling of obligation to his mother, Sriti. It was Sriti who had given him the clue which had now enabled him to personally carry it to the wind. But that's what he had for information. He had now remembered her and wanted to take her with him. Actually, the woman, the mother, Sriti, was his fault for the matter. Of the spiritual master who shows the way. Such a guru is a pet called Shiksha Guru. Although Narada Muni was his Diksha Guru, initiating spiritual master, Suriti, his mother, was the first who gave him instruction on how to achieve the favor of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It is the duty of the Shiksha Guru or Diksha Guru to instruct the disciple in the right way and depend on the disciple to execute the process. According to Shastric intentions, there is no difference between Shiksha Guru and Diksha Guru. Generally, the Shiksha Guru later becomes a Diksha Guru. So if you know you are being a woman, and specifically his mother, he could not become so woman as a Diksha Guru. Still, he was not less than righteous. There was no question of carrying God as only to be able to do, but no more is taught of his mother. Whatever grand the Supreme was coming in about it or fractified, immediately fructifies. Similarly, a devotee who is completely dependent on the Supreme Lord can also fulfill his wishes by the degree of the divine, by the grace. The Lord fulfills his wishes independently, but if you want to fulfill his wishes, therefore, as soon as the Lord wanted to talk to his poor mother, he was ashamed by that associated glory of the associated Vishnu, that Sriti was also going to a hotel of his brother in another place. Guru Maharaj had thought that he was going alone to Vaikuntha, leaving behind his mother, which was not very auspicious, because people criticized him for going alone to Vaikuntha and therefore carrying with him Sriti, who had given him so much. But Guru also considered that he was not personally the Supreme, therefore, Krishna fulfilled his desire, only then would it be possible. Krishna would immediately understand his mind and he wrote to Maharaj. Krishna would immediately understand his mind and he told to Maharaj that his mother was also going with him. This incident proves that a pure devotee like Guru Maharaj can fulfill all his desires by the grace of the Lord. He becomes exactly like the Lord. And thus, whenever you think of anything, his wish is pleased. Sometimes one look of our options, so we think they are pleased. conscious moral, conscious moral about each one, the youngest is Vishnu. True moral is seated in the transcendental in your brain, which is just going to stop. When you remember his Guru and his Sunti, he thought to himself, how should I go around to the same to many and give me my right to work? So, the last verse of the Maharaj, where I was making, there was a body, or the soul can become conscious of the body. when the soul becomes Krishna conscious, then he becomes separated. That is what Swami's spiritual perfection of the spiritual. So that means his soul has already been separated. But he is living in the body because the body is very protection. The body has a duty. Live for 100 years. Some marriage. Some are making it for some time. Some are what? So this is a duration. Brahma's body has an inconceivably length. It consists of duty. The human body is nothing. Brahma's body is also disordering, according to this language. How long have you surrounded here? You are a dark apparition. The mosquitoes are also disordering here, according to the mosquito apparition. So, in this way, everybody has his lifespan. 100 years.
free access to everyone. That's because you have given me this morning, I am grateful to you. And if I mix with you in that sense, I make sure that you also have our Krishna will make sure that you will have it. I may not be able to help you, but Krishna will help you because you are my father. Because it is because of you that I got this body. And it is due to this body that I can have this Krishna consciousness. So that is why the best way to help the parents is by becoming a real devotee of Krishna. Not to speak of the parents, by becoming a real devotee of Krishna, we can benefit the whole world. Darshan is what we call the way to work. The darshan is beautiful in others. So that is how one is to put the consciousness. So this is also another very wonderful indication of how devotees naturally become very grateful, very, very grateful in their condition. My mother, how can I live every day? She is my mother. She helps. And anybody who helps, actually a devotee develops a quality of Krishna. Krishna is grateful. If anybody does anything for Krishna, Krishna gives them. Krishna gives them the benefits. Gives them the benefits. So devotee is also devotee. Krishna is grateful. Krishna is grateful. Krishna is grateful. More he advances, he is title we want.
Krishna, and he at that problem is saying, Nacha, Nacha, Prabhu, Nacha, Devasa.
make me dance, make me dance the way you want me to dance. Okay?
I'll give Bhagavan from U.S. Delhi. Hare Krishna Prabhupada, we reference my humble obeisance to our brother, Krishna Prabhupada. In this and next text, next verse, it is explained how a strong and sincere disciple like Prabhu Maharaj can gain the spiritual master to Vaikuntha Loka or even deliver him. Please enlighten how is this even possible? Or is this a figurative way to explain the humble nature of his spiritual master to a sincere and sincere disciple? Here, Prabhupada mentioned about that. That is, just in case the spiritual master didn't make it back to Godhead, and his disciples became pure devotee, he would be healed. So actually, the spiritual devotee thinks that he is going to make it back to Godhead. The devotee doesn't think that, well, I am pure devotee. Rather, it goes the other way. The more he thinks that, that's when the more he feels this. And when he was monitored at that, he didn't become the most qualified. So this is how the spiritual life works. Well, his preference thinks that he's most qualified, and most qualified, most advanced one thinks that he's with me. This is how the spiritual life works. The spiritual life is a big thing. And well, the example is that. And because it's great devotion, it is great devotion. Why do we have to reach each other? That is not who we are here to do. If you want Krishna, then you need. If you want to keep me, or you want to kill me, you are now viewing each other into. If you want me to take part, fine. How about the creator nature? Let the essence be born in our subject. So in this world, the devotee may think that, well, even if I cannot make it back to your head, but if one of my disciples be okay with devotee, then really Krishna will restore his mercy. Next question is from Girish Gurdam. Hare Krishna Guru Maharaj, Pandava Pranam. Being foolish, I know that I was old and not a body. But the whole day, my actions are those who consider myself as a body and not a soul. How can I change this consciousness and act accordingly and remember Krishna 24 hours in the day? Dear eternal servant, Girish. Thank you, Girish. Very nice question. Yeah. It's a sincere question. We do think, or we know theoretically, that we are of this body, we are the spirit soul, but our actions are in relation to the body. So, that is our natural state. Like, we have a material nature, we know this body, therefore, this body consciousness is. Body consciousness is there, naturally. The yogis, they try to separate the soul from the body by the presence of the body. They can do that, but it's a very difficult process. They separate by the means of Ashtanga Yoga, they separate the soul from the body and guide the soul to the spiritual destination. Therefore, it's only a very few natural processes. But a divorce or devotee is a very simple process. They have become addicted to Krishna. Just think of Krishna, because of that. Like it's something like
right? And the obvious situation is like trying to cross the Atlantic Ocean swimming. Some good swimmer can do that. Some exceptional swimmer can do that. But it's not, otherwise it's not possible. And the devotee situation is giving pressure. That is going across Atlantic. But not even Russian, an aeroplane. That was not even where I think. Not even touching it. So now how do we get into that boat? How do we get into that aeroplane? We don't get into that aeroplane with our body. We get into that aeroplane with our consciousness. With the consciousness we get into that state situation. And that is, don't think of your body, think of consciousness. And the way to do it is, your consciousness is in the body, so engage the body in service of Krishna. Engage the body in the service of Krishna. Your consciousness is in the mind, engage the mind in the service of Krishna. And that is what devotional service is. Madhvana Bhava, Madhvana. Sarvati, Dhanasnati, Sarvati. Madhvana Bhava, when this process, you engage your subtle body in the service of Krishna. And Jatkarusi, Dhanasnati, Sarvati, Dhanasnati, by that you engage your gross body in the service of Krishna. So in this way, yes, we are in material consciousness. We are in the body consciousness. You can't deny that. But engage the body in the service of Krishna. Engage the mind in the service of Krishna. This is how you fix your consciousness into Krishna. That is the process of Krishna consciousness. Thank you, Girish, Hare Krishna. There is a question without any name. Bhagavad Pranam Guru Maharaj. Why did Guru Maharaj was not concerned about his father? Okay, Anand from Indore, yes. Guru Maharaj did not think of his father because his father did not help him as his spiritual guide. He was obliged to his mother. But Krishna will give his father also. Guru Maharaj wanted his mother because he denied the spiritual benefits of his mother. His mother was his Brahmaputra Shambhu, who gave him the indication of his process. But being Dhruvamaraj's father, he also meant it. Devanya Krishna Das from Kolkata, Hare Krishna Guru Maharaj, Dhanavad Pranam. If we do devotional service, does parents also get any result of that devotional service performed by their children? Like I heard, if husband performs devotional service, then wife also get a result of that devotional service. Can you please explain what this Guru Maharaj for? Okay. You are also served to that devotional. Yeah. So, as I just mentioned, that when a devotee enters devotional service, the parents get the benefit. Because the parents, it is through the parents that one got his body. And this body has been engaged in the service of Krishna. Therefore, Krishna feels obliged to the parents also. But with a wife will get the benefit only if the husband is attached and she is attached to him. Not if she is secretly separated. So if the devotee asked if they were separated, she don't get anyway. Right. It will depend upon the attachment to the husband. And if the husband is a pure devotee, the husband is a devotee, then the wife will get the benefit. Vaniti from Lord Francis. How important is to eat prasad to increase our spiritual activity? But if we have to eat food made by all devotees, but they offer it to Krishna, will Krishna accept it? Yes, Krishna is Bhavagrahi. Krishna is Bhavagrahi. Krishna takes your love, Krishna takes your love. So, when you offer it to Krishna with love, like you know that incident, Vibhura, when she came to, Vibhura was so absorbed in serving Krishna that you steal the banana and you offer it to stick to the Krishna, to stick to Krishna. So Krishna will keep the stick. So there are these are the some examples. So Krishna is not as long as it is offered to devotion, and devotee will make sure that it is properly, is proper for Krishna's offering to be offered to Krishna. So on your part, you offer whatever you are taking, as long as it is Patra Pushpa Kala Toya, then you may not have a recipe. If you offer it to devotion, Krishna is giving the assurance. Palaha Bhakti Upaya Akshami Pradipa. So, make sure. But at the same time, if it's sometimes what I mean is nowadays it has become very difficult, especially for working people, to not to have food by non-devotee, especially in the West. Even in India, those who are working on this mechanic, and I have noticed that sometimes people ask me, whether they want to have to go to some place or business, where to. They try to maintain the purity of food as much as possible. But sometimes they have to take something that has vegetarian food, vegetarian steak, whatever they offer. They are requested to make some steak vegetable and some soup and things. Make the economies offer it to Krishna, what can be done? Take it. This is from Prema Manjari Dasi from Mumbai. Hare Krishna Maharaj, I want to know whether accepting an issue is as important as accepting an issue. Does one formally address a devotee to be a Shiksha Guru just as we formally take the Shiksha? Can we accept someone as Shiksha Guru without being told that devotee is the same?
Yeah.
You see, to me, it's all a matter of relationship. How one feels, how grateful, how obliged, how one feels, how much benefit one is deriving. That is the main consideration. It's not a formality. It's not a formality. Shiksha is not a formality. Shiksha is a matter of formality. You get the Shiksha and you remain. You get special benefit and you remain. So that is Shiksha. So there is no need for any formal introduction or formal. Yes. If you don't have a pick up, they catch you by your leg. That's what it is. Devotee desires in relation to Krishna and Krishna consciousness. But if those desires are not in fitting to Krishna's desire, Krishna chastises. That's why one of the Swami wanted to give up his body as a wisdom's chariot. The Jesus also just said, that you don't know about it. Thank you. What is that? What is the guarantee that you give a better body? Right? What if you give a body which is worse than this one? Right? So therefore, just use whatever you have. Just use your resources. There's no need to think, oh, to take care of the body. Take care of the body. And then give it up to Krishna. If you feel that there is a there is no shortcoming. Then just speak to Krishna. Markov from Airborne. Hare Krishna, I thought you were pronounced. One of my friends asked me, the people in Satya Yuga, Tetra Yuga, but they have a Krishna has some great personality of God here. Actually, recognizing Krishna of Vrindavan as the son of Manu Maharaj, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is a very special prerogative of the age of Kali, by the mercy of Sri Chaitanya. In Satya Yuga and Treta Yuga, they have awareness of Vaikuntha, but not awareness of Vrindavan. There, according to them, even if they know Krishna, according to their understanding, Krishna is an incarnation of Vishnu. Not that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. I'm talking about people in general. Some people have awareness, like for example, Ramani, Narayana, that Krishna is the original Supreme Personality of Godhead. Generally, people of this age were not aware of Krishna's identity. Their identity is Narayana in Vaikuntha. The Supreme is Narayana in Vaikuntha. And all the present incarnations by his manifestation. All the incarnations present in the planet are his expansion. That the body is cleansed and now the body that we better is in Krishna itself. Okay. Because this is an individual body. And when the individual in the body is not separated actually. So change it out. Just like the devotee is taking part. To keep the body active and clean. So he also has to